The starting lineup for Tunxus College, and the starting lineup for Tunxus runs over, shakes hands with Neil Roberts and Bob Camp, the coaches for Dixie College. Kind of a nice touch to begin the game. I'm sure Dixie appreciates that. So does Tunxus fans. What few, they may have made it all the way from Connecticut. That's a long ways to come to watch a junior college team play. But Tunxus, second time in the tournament. Ironically, Dixie and Tunxus were here in 79. First time Tunxus was here, and Tunxus was eliminated in two games. So in NJCAA tournament play, Tunxus is now 1-2, or 1-3 in play. Dixie, in championship play in the NJCAA, is now 5-6 in its history. Starting at center, Alex Hooper will be starting along with Pruitt. Let's check and see if it's Richardson's or Haskins. It is Richardson that is starting at center. And the guards, Toms and Powell. The jump center, Roberts. And number 24, Hooper, tap control by Tunxus, quickly to the basket with a layup is number 30, John Pruitt. Pruitt, number two scorer on the season for Tunxus College for the Tomahawks. Makes it 2-0. Tunxus, zone defense by Tunxus. In the middle to Ron Ant. Head fakes. Leaves it for Brent Wade. Out of the corner. Jump shot. Wade, good. And Brent Wade has not left his shooting touch by the wayside. 2-2 ball game. We may have a dandy high-scoring affair tonight. Tunxus plays his own. Not really that outstanding a defensive team. They'd like to try to get this deal. In deep it goes to Richardson. Turn around with the right hand. Over the basket. Rebound, Chris McMullen. On the wing it comes to Brent Wade across the 10-second line. Tunxus back on defense. Into the corner to Eddie Benson. Back out in front to McMullen. To Ron Ants. All alone at 22. Bank shot in and out. Rebound, Roberts. Head fakes. Right hands it up and in. Back up and over. Semi-hook shot. Little jump hook shot by Roberts. And Roberts, who had the super night last night, 14 points and plenty of rebounds, makes it 4-2 Dixie. Dixie with the early lead. Brent Wade challenging. Number 22, that's Houston Powell, cross court. And goes to Hooper. Leans in with the right hand, and Hooper takes up basket number one. Alex Hooper, leading scorer for Tunxus on the year. At 22, the first night out, 18 yesterday. Eddie Benson at the angle, 4-4 tie. Benson double team into the corner to Wade. Underneath it goes to McMullen. Turn around, fall away with the right hand, will not fall. There's a foul beforehand, and apparently that will go to Richardson. Charles Richardson, a 6'6 freshman. Richardson, John Pruitt, Alex Hooper, Houston Powell, Greg Toms. First personal on either side, and it goes to Richardson. In the corner, it comes to Brent Wade. Out of bounds play, needless to say, for Dixie. To Eddie Benson at the point. Benson looks down the right sidelines, goes to Wade. Wade back out in front to Benson. Benson at the point, challenged by two guards to McMullen. Quickly on the left side to Tom Roberts. In deep to McMullen, turn around with the right hand, soft, not enough. Rebound brought down by number 24, Alex Hooper. So Tunxus getting the boards early. Tunxus likes to run. That 89 point per game average shows it, but Tunxus willing to go against the zone right now, 2-3 zone. Head faking, making the move is Hooper, and the head fake did not match up with the feet. Traveling call on Hooper. Out of bounds to Dixie. Turnover by Tunxus. First turnover either side. 4-4 tie. Rodney Rebel is here. So is a number of Dixie fans and the band and the cheerleaders. Tom Roberts at the angle. In deep it goes to Hans. Turn around with a right hand. Partially deflected and high off the backboard. No good. Rebound coming down to Tunxus. 4-4 tie at the wing. It goes to number 14, Toms. Leans in with the right hand. No good. Rebound ends. 3-on-2 fast break. Ants in the middle lane. On the right side, the ball is kicked and stolen by Tunxus. No, saved by Benson. Back to Ants. It's all knocked away, and a foul comes to Tunxus. That's number 30, John Pruitt. Pruitt, one of the keys for Tunxus, a 6'3 sophomore. Pruitt picks up the foul. That's number 2. No, correction. They give it to Powell instead of to Pruitt. It looked like they signaled towards Pruitt. Inbounds comes to McMullen, knocked right back out of bounds. The champions from Region 21 versus the champions from Region 1. Ants inbounds to Eddie Benson. Top of the key, one bounce dribble. Jump shot from the free throw line. Good. Eddie Benson. Benson drops it in. Benson, first basket of the ball game, and the scoring has been by everyone but the two leading scorers so far. Ants and McMullen without a point. At the angle, number 14, Greg Toms. Ron Ants playing with a cold last night. Having problems, runny eyes today. Long jump shot, up and good by Greg Tom. From the right angle, just off the free throw line, 6-6 tie, 17-17 left in the first half. Eddie Benson down the sidelines to Ron N. Both teams having problems to getting it going after tough ball games yesterday. Wade out in front to Benson, drives, Dishes in deep to McMullen. Whirls with the right hand shot. Short follow McMullen. Good. Chris McMullen. First basket of the night. Chris McMullen gets point number one and two and four out of Dixie's five ball players have scored. 8-6. The Rebels out in front over the Tomahawks. In deep to Richardson. Turn around with the right hand. Partially deflected. Rebound McMullen. Fast break on the wing to Eddie Benson. Middle lane pass on the wing to McMullen. Back to Wade for two. Beautiful passing. Benson behind himself to McMullen. Bounce pass to Wade for the basket. 10-6. Dixie with a four-point lead suddenly with 16:31 left in the first half. Out of the corner, John Pruitt. Good, John Pruitt. Dunkses can shoot. 57% the first ball game. 43% last ball game. McMullen all alone down the baseline. Coming the other way. Dunkses mixed up on defense, and McMullen got behind everybody. 12-8, Dixie by four. McMullen suddenly with 4 points. At the angle, it goes to Powell down the baseline to Pruitt. Lays it up and in, and John Pruitt answers. Three baskets, John Pruitt. 12-10, Dixie by two. We're going to have a shootout at the OK Corral. In deep, it goes to McMullen, drives the keyhole. Ball knocked away. McMullen gets it back and puts it in. Chris McMullen. Basket number three. Dixie fans having some fun now. Some of the fans from Hutchinson starting to move in. Two more quarterfinal games follow this one tonight. At the angle, number 14, Toms, clears it out in front to the guard. Ball knocked away as it goes inside that Dixie 2-3 zone. Dixie using the zone defense. 14-10, Dixie by four. At the angle, Alex Hooper goes to the point to Houston Powell. Right side to Toms, almost fouled by Ant. At the point again to Powell, back to Tom, the right wing, to the baseline to Pruitt. Pruitt steps on the end line as he tries to drive the baseline. Pruitt turns it over. Dixie with the basketball. Dixie, not quite as intense as last night, but so far, relatively mistake-free. Benson loses the dribble, though, and Hans gets it up. Gets it cross-court to Wade, puts up the jump shot and hits it. Brent Wade all alone out of the corner. Brent Wade, third basket, 16-10. And Father President Alton Wade of Dixie College enjoying that also. Dixie, 2-3 zone. Wade will challenge Powell, though. Almost a man-for-man matchup on the guards on occasion. In deep it goes to Pruitt. Dipsy doodle shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Tom's little chuck and jive as he went towards the basket. From the angle, Tom short off the front of the rim. Everyone standing. Tom gets the rebound. Dixie didn't move after the rebound as quickly as they did last night against Midland, and Tunks has got it. Out in front, Houston Powell, right side, Alex Hooper. Hooper, leading scorer, cross court to Pruitt, in the keyhole, layup, good. John Pruitt, basket number four. Back to 16-12 lead. Dixie, out in front by four. Trying to get it in deep to McMullen, ends in the corner, looks for help against Hooper. Pass in deep to Roberts, muscle shot against Richardson, off the bottom of the backboard, picked up by Wade. Bank shot, no good, rebound brought down by Tom, foul on Wade. Dixie missed the golden opportunity, getting penetration on Tunks' defense. Tunks with John Pruitt getting the penetration on Dixie, making the difference there. First personal on Wade, first team foul on Dixie. Two team fouls on Tunks at this point in the ball game. Dixie will extend out those guards and shift into a man-to-man situation. Wade will drop away a little bit from foul. Out in front, it goes to number 40 into the lineup, Haskins. Haskins for the first time tonight. Gets the basket from the free throw line. Back to a two-point lead, 16-14. Dixie and Tunkses. Benson, as McMullen wants the basketball, down the baseline. Five-foot bank shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Tunkses. Alex Hooper, Tunkses with a chance to tie. Quickly into forecourt. Powell goes around Wade, lays off the pass to Pruitt and right off his chin, then his right hand out of bounds. 16-14. Dixie by two. Tunkses couldn't capitalize. Right now, Dixie with the advantage. Way to the high post to Ants. Ants looks for help. One bounce dribble leaves it for McMullen. Into the corner to Eddie Benson. Benson. Ed fakes. Ball knocked away from behind by Powell. Picked up by Tom. Tom's against Ants. Ants foul. Picks up personal foul number one. Tom's went to the basket. Wouldn't have counted anyway. It was on the drive. No, they're going to give Tom's two shots. Ants reaching around. Kind of a silly foul. And they're giving Tom's two shots. That's a continuation play and a froze and a two-shot foul. In college, the foul was out in front. It should have been on the drive and a common foul out of bounds. And Ant looking a little exasperated after that first free throws of the night. Greg Toms to shoot. Toms, who's been in double figures in each game, gets his first point. From the free throw line, has a basket, make it 3 points on the night for Toms. 16-15, Dixie by one. Both teams a little lackadaisical. Tungsus, not much different than they were the first ball game. Dixie, not quite as intense. Lane violation. Take the shot away. Out of bounds to Dixie. Tungsus jumping into the lane too soon. So take the shot away from Tom. Now my question, does that count as an attempt for Tom? Even though he put it in. Lane violation. That's not. See what the official scorer says. Brent Wade across the 10-second line. Looks for help. Shovels the pass to Ants on the right side fence. And into the corner to McMullen. Too big. Thrown away. And Dixie turns the ball over. Dixie about a half step to a step slower than they were last night. It's less than 24 hours since Dixie lost a heartbreaker to Midland in an all-out, full-blown basketball game. 16-50. A little longer since Tungsus lost to Vincennes. Shot up, no good. Tap, no good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Toms. Blocked by Ant. Picked up by Benson. Fast break. Lead passed away for two goaltending. Never got in the basket. John Pruitt knocked it away and give the goaltending call to Pruitt. And the basket to Wade. Into the lineup comes Olas Dockery for the first time tonight. Eddie Benson to sit down for a moment. 18-50. Dixie by three, 12:37 left in the first half. At the angle, it goes to Toms. Toms looks for help. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. Toms, travel call. Interesting, the official on the far side called the travel call in front of Dixie's bench. The man under the basket did not call it. Now, admittedly, usually the out front official takes the basketball, and the man away from the basketball underneath watches the play away from the basketball. Pass stolen by Toms. Bounce pass by Wade, but Toms double dribbles as he heads up court. Turnover by Tungsus. Inbounds, ends to Roberts in the corner. Roberts wants to get it back to Ants instead out in front to Wade. Quickly to Dockery. All alone at 15. Dockery in and out. Long rebound. McMullen, one bounce dribble stolen by Tungsus. Behind the back dribble by Houston Powell. 4-on-2 fast break on the wing to Brewitt. Layup, no good. Rebound tapped around into the hands of Wade. Fast break the other way. 3-on-1, quickly to Dockery. Layup shot blocked against the boards, and it's 2 for Olas Dockery. The guard, Houston Powell, 5'10 sophomore, who soars a little bit like Spud Webb, got up and blocked that one. Dockery gets the basket. Second goaltending on Tungsus, and Dixie leads by 5, 20-15. 11:50 left in the first half of play. Double stack close together out in front by Tungsus. Dixie still into that man-to-man. Haskins to the high post, right there at the top of the key, can shoot it. Had 25 yesterday in the semifinal game, or in the second game against Nebraska Western, or correction, against Ferrum, Virginia. Let me get the right one here. Ferrum? Oh, it's a bad, against Vincennes. That's, they played Ferrum the first night. Inbounds comes to Alex Hooper. We're all a little punchy in Hutchinson right now. It was a long night of not too much sleep for any of us. 20-15, 5-point lead for Dixie. Dixie into a 2-3 zone. Stack on the one side, high post on the other side. So three men gather around the top of the key and then start the offense. Long jump shot, short rebound, long rebound, taken away from Haskins by Dixie. 3-on-2 fast break. Ants on the wing to Dockery. Dockery baseline shot, good. Olas Dockery. Dockery, 5 feet out on the right side, puts it up and in. 22-15, 7-point lead by Dixie. And Dixie starting to pull away from the Tomahawk. 10:54 left in the first half. Tungsus got run over by Vincennes last night. Big for their first loss of the year. Give and go, back it comes to Alex Hooper, who lays it up and in. Hooper, second basket. Little backdoor play. Hooper passed it to the top of the key and got it on the pass back. Dockery quickly into forecourt to Roberts. Jump shot from 15. Roberts puts it up. Soft, not enough. Rebound comes down to Tungsus. 5-point lead, Dixie, 22-17. Trying to make it less as Hooper lays it up too hard. Tap, no good by Toms. Rebound finally brought down by Roberts. Lead pass to Dockery. 2-on-1 fast break. Dockery bounce pass stolen. The kick back by Dixie's Ron Ant. Stolen by number 22, Houston Powell. Quick little guard. Powell and Tom showing much better quickness than they have in either of the first two ball games. Have been known for their quickness, showed it in practice Monday to those who watched Tungsus' practice, but this is as quick as they've played. Powell against Wade. At the angle, it goes to Alex Hooper. Out in front, Haskins, long jump shot, too long, rebound McMullen. Outlet pass comes to Ants. Fast break, Dixie. Ants looks for help. Ants curls out as Tungsus is back on defense. Wade, cross court, pass deflected, picked up by Tungsus. Fast break the other way, 1-on-1. Pruitt against Dockery, lays it in. Pruitt, 5 baskets, cuts the margin to 3, 22-19. Dixie turns the ball over without a shot. Wade trapped in backcourt, quickly to Dockery. To Entz, still in backcourt, cross court to McMullen, leaves it for Wade. Brent Wade out in front to Olis Dockery at the point. Right side, Ron Entz. That fakes to McMullen in deep. McMullen doesn't take the shot. Bounce pass out in front to Dockery. Left side to Brent Wade. Jump shot from 18. Wade, good. Brent Wade, 5 baskets, first half, 10 points. Wade's high game of his career is just 21, and that occurred against the Weber State JV. He had 20 in another ball game against Santa Monica in the California tournament. 24-19, Dixie by 5. Foul, jump ball called as Wade stayed with Houston Powell, and it's out of bounds to Dixie. On the alternate possession rule, Benson in, Wade out. Wade with 5 baskets to take a breather. Powell dribbling out near the 10-second line. Wade stayed right with him. And the 5-second violation call. Dockery at the point, goes to the left side. Entz, jump shot, 15. Good, Ron Entz, first basket of the night. Ron Entz. Entz, who's had games of 27 and 17, gets his first two. 26 to 19, Dixie by 7. And Coach Michael Moore looking a little frustrated along the sidelines for Tunksis. Dixie back into that man-to-man defense. Hooper to the high post to Pruitt. Leans in, right-hander, soft. Good, John Pruitt. Put the body English on it. Added a little Spanish in case it was bilingual and got it in. Eddie Benson, cross-court pass deflected, but into the hands of Ron Entz. 26-21, 5-point lead by Dixie. Entz. Pass cross-court intended for Benson, deflected by Tunksis out of bounds. 4 pass from Entz, intended for Benson, and Houston Powell was there, almost had the steal, out of bounds to Dixie, right in front of the Tunksis bench. Inbounds comes to Tom Roberts, looking for the backdoor play. To Chris McMullen at the angle, to Entz at the baseline. Entz wants to make the move, instead goes out in front to Benson. Benson cross-court to Roberts, all alone at 15. Bank shot too hard. Did not really get the bank. 26-21, here comes Tunksis. Hooper leans in, right-hander, in and out. High for the rebound is Entz. Entz down on the floor, shovels it out to Chris McMullen. Cross-court to Eddie Benson. Benson, jump shot out of the left corner, in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by number 34 into the lineup, Gary Thomas. Different than Greg Tom. Different ball player. Physically resemble each other, but a different ball player. Tunksis with the basketball at the angle. John Pruitt, long jump shot. Good, Pruitt. Pruitt keeping Tunksis in the ball game. Dixie cannot put away the Tomahawks. 26-23, 3-point lead by Dixie. Dockery, against the pressure, looks for help. Bob goes to Ron Entz. Entz penetrates the defense, pass to McMullen for the layup. Entz, acting as a point guard, got the ball to McMullen, and McMullen has 8 points. 28-23, 5-point lead by Dixie. 7:18 left in the first half. At the angle, it goes to Alex Hooper. Cross court, it goes to John Pruitt. Good ball player, Pruitt, with 7 baskets already. Left side to Alex Hooper. Hooper, to the point, to Houston Powell. Powell against that 2-3 zone as Dixie's changed defense. Is into the corner, Pruitt. Long jump shot, Pruitt in and out and definitely out. Rebound, Tom Roberts. Foul from behind by number 24, Alex Hooper. Hooper picks up personal foul number 1. That's team foul number 3 on Tunksis. 2 on Dixie, 3 on Tunksis. So a low fouling ball game once again. At least in the first half. Shades of yesterday. Benson across the 10-second line looks for help. Ball knocked away from behind. Benson trying to get the ball back. Commits the personal foul. Tunksis with a man-to-man defense. Quick hands by the guards. And it looks like Dixie's guards are a step slower than they were last night. And Tunksis a little more prepared guard-wise right now. 28-23. Across the 10-second line, number 22, Houston Powell, goes on the wing to Alex Hooper. Hooper looks for help to Powell. On the right side to John Pruitt. Pruitt picked up quickly by Dockery. And there is a foul away from the action on whom? On Dockery? The official from... Let's see who the... No, it's on Eddie Benson. Benson, away from the action. The official from clear across the floor calling the foul. But right now, most of the fouls have been called by the one official. Out in front, it goes to Houston Powell. Foul at the point. Pass in deep. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Ron Entz. Dixie with the basketball. Dixie comes up. Eddie Benson across the 10-second line. Picked up on the man-to-man quickly to Olis Dockery. Dockery looks for help. Out in front to Tom Roberts. Roberts to Entz at the high post. Entz backing away from trouble with the right-handed dribble. On the left side, it goes to Benson. Benson starts the dribble out in front to Chris McMullen. McMullen would like to take the shot. Instead goes to Benson. To Entz in the keyhole from the free throw line. Good, Ron Entz. Hardly shakes the netting at all. Second basket for Ron Entz. Entz Basket number two, make it 30-23. 7-point lead by the Rebels. Alex Hooper out in front to Houston Tell. Not as intense a ball game as we had last night against Midland, but still a fun one to watch. On the right side, John Pruitt. Pruitt to the baseline. Bounce pass in deep, deflected by Roberts, but picked up by Haskins and put in. Bank shot from five. Haskins took the deflected pass and put it in. 5-point lead, Dixie, 30-25. Benson pushes the ball on the dribble, looks for help. Bounce pass goes to end. Man-to-man defense by Tunksis. Tunksis, not a man-to-man team, a zone team. To answer the angle, and Petsay. Pass in deep to McMullen, whirls, right-hander, up and good. McMullen, five baskets, Chris McMullen. He can wheel and deal underneath. Welt and dealt, as you said that time. 32-25. Let's coin a few words while we're at it. It's a wild Thursday. Out in front, Houston Fowl. On the right side, John Pruitt against Ants. Bounce pass in deep. Haskins turn around with the right hand. No good. Rebound. Roberts on the floor. Roberts gets it. Saves it. No, he doesn't. Rolls out of bounds. Out of bounds to Tunksis. Brent Wade ready to come back in. Dockery to sit down. Dockery gave Dixie two baskets while he was in there. 32-25, 7-point lead by Dixie, and Tunksis to inbound. Officials doing a little janitorial work. Mop-up under the basket. 4:50 left in the first half, and Dixie in control, but not really with a killer instinct tonight. As Dixie has a chance to put Tunksis away. Tunksis with some quick hands from their guards, and Dixie without that killer instinct tonight, not being able to do it yet. Pass deflected right back out of bounds by Ant. Maybe Dixie's starting to get a little more of that. 32-25, 7-point lead by Dixie. Trying to inbound it as Tunksis kicked out of bounds by Ant. Twice, the basketball could not get by Ant. Ant playing like Spider-Man with the thin arms and legs going in all directions. Inbounds now comes to Alex Hooper. Double team trap. It goes in deep to Haskins. Turn around with the right hand. Good. Haskins got the bounce off the back of the rim and in. 32-27, Dixie by five. Tunksis hanging close. Benson goes around. Powell at the ankle leaves it out in front. Chris McMullen, top of the key. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Tap. No good. Rebound. Finally brought down by Powell. Volley balled out in front. Here comes Tunksis with a chance to cut it to three. Pruitt, jump shot. Short. Rebound. Ron Ant. Ant. Head fakes. Leaves it for Eddie Benson. Three on three. Fast break. Anson shoveled. Benson shovel passed away. Back to Benson. Jump shot. Good. Eddie Benson. Benson. Basket number two. And the guards putting in some points tonight. As Dixie has 18 points out of their guard line, more than half the point total, 34-27, Dixie by 7, 2-3 zone by the Rebels this time. Out in front foul, on the right side it goes to Pruitt. They'll force Pruitt to shoot from out. Pass deflected, almost stolen by Brent Wade on the trap on Pruitt. Pruitt could not quite get it to foul, lost out of bounds. Dixie with a trap on Pruitt on the sideline, 3:55 left in the first half. To the point, to Powell, almost deflected by Wade again, to Pruitt, back in front, to Powell, back to Pruitt, right side. Pruitt looks for help, into the corner, it goes to Hooper. Pass out in front to Houston Powell. Powell looks for help, in the keyhole to Haskins. Turn around with the right hand, no good. Rebound, Chris McMullen. McMullen dishes off to Ron Ant. Ant, across the 10-second line, curls out, Tunks is back on defense. Into the corner, it goes to Roberts. In deep to McMullen, on his wrist is number 40. Bob Haskins, and Haskins picks up personal foul number one. That's team foul number four. And takes away a basket that McMullen hit after the foul. But it was on the drive. Common foul out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Dixie by 7, 34-27. Back into the lineup comes Greg Toms. Toms, 6 foot, 160 pounds, sophomore out of Jamaica, New York. Home of St. John's University. Eddie Benson down a keyhole. Up and under. Layup shot. No good. Benson follows. Benson for the rebound. Gets his third basket. Make it 36-27. 3:20 left in the first half, and Dixie slowly starting to pull away from Tunksis. 9-point lead by the Rebels over the Tomahawks. Dixie, that 2-3 zone. Let's see if they'll trap on the sidelines. Travel call on Pruitt. 30 against 30 as McMullen was right there. Pruitt trying to make the move around McMullen. Slipped and slid without the dribble. And that's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. 36-27. Pass into forecourt to Ant. In deep to McMullen to the basket. Layup shot no good. Foul on Haskins. Haskins from behind bumped him. McMullen one step and left Haskins in the dust, and Haskins trying to catch up with the locomotive. Got McMullen in the numbers from behind, and McMullen to shoot two. Was 29 for 29 the first ball game and 0 for 1 last night, so it's all or nothing for Chris McMullen. Record-setting free throw shooter, and a hush in the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Good, Chris McMullen. Another string, one for one from the free throw line. McMullen set the place agog Tuesday night with his 29 for 29 record-setting free throw performance. Rodney Rebel on one knee, pleading, second shot up but good. And Chris McMullen, 12 points on the night. 38-27, 3:02 left in the first half, and Dixie now by 11. Across the 10-second line, foul. On the wing, it goes to Toms. Out in front to Powell. Powell at the point to Toms. Back to Powell at the point. To the left angle, it goes to John Pruitt against McMullen. Pruitt trying to get away from McMullen. Cannot. Out in front to Houston Powell. Dixie, 2-3 zone. Pass indeed to Haskins. Powell reaching back. Apparently, Chris McMullen. And the one official seems to be making most of the calls. No, not McMullen. Tom Roberts. Roberts from behind, not McMullen from in front. That's personal foul number one on Tom Roberts. Out of bounds to Tunksis under their own basket. Inbounds. Foul comes to Pruitt. Dixie still at 2-3 zone. Dixie clogging the middle. Out in front it goes to Powell. Powell and Tom. Powell at the point. At the right side it goes to Greg Tom. Trying to get position is number 34. That's Gary Thomas. And Thomas backing into people. Picks up the personal foul on offense. Out front official again making the call. It was an obvious call. But the foul, the official closest to the call was not making it. It was the man from the other side. Is it a 1-1? No, it's a 16 foul on Tunksis. Next time, Dixie will shoot 1-1. Dixie with 5 team fouls. Brent Wade and Eddie Benson in backcourt. Picked up at midcourt by Tunksis in the man-to-man defense. 38-27, 11-point lead, Dixie. Benson at the top of the key. Shovel pass goes to McMullen. McMullen leaves it for Roberts. Out of the corner. Jump shot from 15. In and in. Just curls in. Corkscrews down. And Tom Roberts with his second basket. Make it 40-27. 2:10 left in the first half. At the point, Houston Powell. Long jump shot. Up. Not enough. Tap. Up and good. And let's see. Number 40 is our man. Bob Haskins, the 25-point scorer last night. 40-29. Back to an 11-point lead. Tunksis still trying to stay close. And down the keyhole. Layup shot over Haskins. Good. Ants found Haskins one-on-one with him and left him. Ants with a layup. Third basket. 42-29. Quickly, Pruitt at the top of the key. Leans in with the right hand. No good. Rebound tapped around. Saved by Tom Roberts at the baseline. Leaves it for Ron Ants. Dixie slowly coming out of their blahs right now. As you can see, a little more juice start to flow. To Brent Way. To Eddie Benson. Benson looks for help. Behind the back dribble. Goes against Powell, hook pass, deflected by Powell, stolen. Powell stuck the arm out and deflected the pass by Benson. At the right side, Greg Toms pass out in front to Powell, and the foul goes to Brent Wade. Wade trying to block the shot that turned into a pass. Picked up personal foul, number two, common foul, and that's the last common foul Dixie can give up. Six apiece on each of the teams. Six on each team, let's put it that way. A minute 14 left in the first half, 42-29, Dixie out in front. Powell tried to inbound. Almost stolen. It is? No, it isn't. Knocked out of bounds? Nope. Out of bounds. Saved by Dixie as Ron Ed stands out of bounds, catching it. It's out of bounds to Tunksis once again. Almost a steal by Dixie. Powell to inbound. Does so in the corner to Pruitt. Pruitt goes around his man. Travel call on Pruitt. Pruitt complains to the official, but it's out of bounds to Dixie. Wade and Benson in backcourt. Benson picked up by Houston Powell. Quick little guard. Benson on the right-handed dribble, looks for help to Ron Ants. Ants out in front to Brent Wade. Wade against Toms. Toms, a quick little guard, but Wade quicker, and Toms gets the foul. Wade got the step and got the foul from Toms. Personal foul number one on Toms. Toms protests, now goes over, puts his arm around the official, tries to explain the situation. Hey, I didn't get him. The official says, what do you call bumping with a hip? At the free throw line, Brent Wade to shoot 1-1. First one, good. Brent Wade, 11 points on the night. Dixie is 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Toms is 1-for-1. 43-29. Greg Toms protesting about Brent Wade something at the free throw line. Is there a lane violation? Nope, he has one more coming. Tunksis complaining about something. Toms talking to the officials. There was a problem in the first game of the tournament with Ferrum. One of the officials came over and talked to Coach Michael Moore about one of the ball players talking to him during the ball game and not saying nice things. I don't know who it was. Second shot up and Wade, good by Wade. But Tom seems to be the orator of the group out there. 44-29, Dixie by 15. Across the 10-second line, Houston Powell on the dribble. Houston at the point to Tom's at the wing. To the other side, it comes to John Pruitt. John, jump shot, no good. Long rebound, Haskins, no good. Air ball into the hands of Tom Roberts. Left-handed pass to Brent Wade. Quickly to McMullen, and there's a travel violation. Wade grabbed the ball, took a step, and then passed it. And so that's a travel on Wade. 44-29. One official seems to be making all the calls tonight. Strange. Dixie still out in front by 15. 30 seconds left in the first half of play. Dixie, 2-3 zone. Law pass in deep. Goes to number 34. The shot up, no good. Foul goes to Ent. Ent suddenly has personal foul number 2. The shot by Thomas, no good. And Thomas will be shooting 2 at the free throw line. 44-29. Dixie by 15, ready to come in as Wes Hymas for the first time tonight. Hymas only the second substitution for Dixie. Dixie with a healthy 15-point lead with 24 seconds left. In the first half, Dockery ready to come in. Dockery in, replacing Brent Wade. A little bit for defensive purposes. 44-29, Dixie by 15. Tunksis has not shown themselves to be a comeback team in this tournament. Shot up and good by Gary Thomas. 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Tom's had one free throw. Taken away by a lane violation. Second shot up and no good. Brought down by Eddie Benson. Full court pressure by Tunksis. Foul goes to Eddie Benson. Offensive foul, I call on Benson. Tom's jumped in front of Benson. Fell down. Neil Roberts grabs his head, and the other official made this call. Eddie Benson with personal foul number 3. Turnover by Dixie. 44-30. 14-point lead. With 18 seconds left. Inbound. Deflected by Benson. Taken away. Touch left. By whom? By Benson. And still out of bounds to Tunksis. Tom's complaining to the official. Tom's moaning and groaning a little bit. Basketball court lawyer a little bit. Dixie, 2-3 zone. Tom's having his problems. Out in front it goes to Houston Powell. Dixie still in that zone. Haskins spending some time in that keyhole. Long jump shot. Houston Powell short off the front of the rim. Tap by Tunksis. No good. And that ends the first half. Dixie 44. Tunksis College 30. Let's take a 2-minute break. And we'll talk with the sponsor for Dixie College in this tournament, Dr. Bill Davis. Back in 2 minutes.
Everyone saves money at Capco Petroleum's TBA warehouse in Cedar City. Whether you are a large industrial company, farmer, auto dealer, rancher, service station operator, parts store, or just plain John Doe, you can buy oil, tires, batteries, oil filters, shocks, air filters, and accessories at the lowest prices in southern Utah. Don't take my word for it. Call them at 586-5055.
You had the chance lately.
Here, halftime score in Dixie, cruising a little bit right now, 44-30. They have it in overdrive. We have Bill Davis. Dr. Bill Davis, the sponsor for Dixie College in the NJCAA tournament. Dr. Davis, this is kind of a unique thing. You never get the same team twice, I understand.
Well, that's generally true. I'm not sure whether they rotated on purpose or whether it just works out that way, but this is only the second year I've done it, and I've certainly enjoyed working with Dixie.
Now, you're a native of Hutchinson, right?
Yes, I was gone for several years, but then I came back to Hutchinson. I'm from here originally, though. I remember when they built the stadium. I remember them putting it up. So I've come to this tournament as long as I can remember.
You're not that old, dude. You must have been just a little guy.
Well, I think I was born in 1944, and I think they started building it in 1949, so I was just a 4 or 5-year-old child when they started building it. But I remember some of the earliest tournaments.
Now, you're a former basketball star at Hutchinson High, I understand.
Well, I wish I were. I played basketball at Hutch High, but I really wasn't what you call a star. I played for 2 years there, but I've always been a basketball fan, enjoyed being around basketball.
Now, people are saying, Dr. Bill Davis, what sort of doctor? A PhD, an MD, a DDS, what? So let's go through the history.
Well, I'm an MD and a specialist in family practice, family medicine. I did my I went to medical school at the University of Kansas, and then I did my internship in the Canal Zone, Central America, in Panama, at Gorgas Hospital, rotating internship. And then I was in the Army Special Forces for 3 years after that. That's when I became interested in family practice. I did my residency in family practice on the West Coast in Northern California, and then looking all through Central America and back on the West Coast and all that, I decided Hutchinson was a pretty good place to come back to, so we've been here since 1976.
Now, to get to the Canal Zone, I assume that was with the military.
No, it's not.
Really?
And I don't know what it's like now, but in those days, the Canal Zone Hospital, the main hospital, was a civilian hospital. Most of the department heads were military physicians, but the hospital serviced all the Panama Canal Company employees, military and otherwise.
How did you get to the Canal Zone then? Why did you choose the Canal Zone?
Well, I just wanted to get away from home, and I had some friends that I had a good friend in medical school that found out about the Canal Zone Hospital. I've always loved the tropics. I went when I was in medical school. I went to India once for a missionary to work in a missionary hospital, and the experience was interesting. I thought it sounded like a good idea.
Going to India, going to the Canal Zone, you must have run into some dandy diseases to treat.
Well, that's true. The differential diagnosis there, if you had somebody with fever, didn't just include pneumonia and flu and things like that. We had to think about malaria, yellow fever, and we saw quite a few interesting things. That's true.
Tropical zone is tough, isn't it?
Saw leprosy, lots of different parasite diseases. It was a very good experience.
What about the development of the people in the area? Is a lot of that taken care of by better sanitation?
Well, in the Canal Zone, that's true, but in the Republic of Panama, there's still a lot of diseases that are just native, I suppose what you call public health type diseases. Still, it's certainly the health levels there are much better than they were several years ago. And it's one of the better countries in Central America, one of the wealthier countries in Central America.
Let's talk a little bit about the tournament now. How do you get to be a sponsor?
Well, first of all, you have to have been in the military so that you can join the
American Legion.
American Legion. You can tell I'm a real legionnaire. Anyway, I get my hat out and dust it off once a year, and that's about it. Mel Howe called me. Mel and I were in school together. He was a year behind me. We played basketball together. And he asked if I wanted to do it, and I really did, and I just enjoyed it. I just take half the week off. I take every afternoon off and really, really try to get into the tournament, really enjoy it.
Now, with this, how do you get your team? Just put it into an American Legion hat that you dust off and pull out the team number?
No, somebody does all that for us. I just was, the first I knew that I had Dixie was when Coach Roberts called me on the phone and said, you know, trying to get in touch with me, and that's when I heard that I had Dixie. I remember they were here 3 years ago, and Bob Boyd, who was the team host then, came up and told me about Coach Roberts and the team, and I remembered something about them, but not that much, but it certainly has been a lot of fun to work with them. They're a bunch of really quality people. It's just a real class organization.
You enjoy the sponsorship, I take it.
Yes, I do very much. Last year I had a team from Gloucester County, New Jersey, the Roadrunners, and they were a little different kind of team, but they were really a lot of fun. I enjoyed them every bit as much as Dixie. But they're completely different.
You've had a chance to be in Hutchinson during the tournament. This place goes bananas during the tournament. This whole town just rolls out the red carpet in any direction.
Yeah, this tournament is part of Hutchinson. We just completely redid the arena, as you can see. It's one of the most beautiful facilities of its type, I think, in the whole country. And the whole town just turns itself inside out for the tournament. The people here really love it.
Dr. Bill Davis, we're glad to have you up here, and I'm sure Dixie's team, I've heard nothing but good about your sponsorship. We're glad to have you. Thank you for coming up at halftime, and I'll let you get back and get a good seat for the second half.
Anytime. Good to talk to you.
Dr. Bill Davis is sponsor for the Dixie College team here at the NJCAA tournament. Let's take a two-minute break and be back with the halftime scoring. The score, 44-30, Dixie in front of Tuxes. Back in 2 minutes.
The next time you want to enjoy an evening meal with all the trimmings, why not drive to Mesquite, Nevada and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at the Western Village? At the Western Village, you can enjoy a tasty 20-ounce porterhouse steak for only $7.99 or the all-you-can-eat buffet for only $2.99. Western Village serves you the best in the West with the tastiest meals around. The next time you want to enjoy a night out, drive to Mesquite, Nevada, to the Western Village, home of delicious country cooking.
You know, we've heard an awfully lot lately about IRA accounts from banks and other institutions. Olson and Levitt Insurance in St. George would like to let everyone know about a meeting concerning IRA accounts on March 30th at 7 p.m. in the new Washington County Library. Olson and Levitt Insurance will have Bob Turner representing Allstate Insurance in attendance to discuss the advantages of having an IRA account through an insurance company. For further information, phone Olson Levitt Insurance at 628-0453.
Capco Petroleum takes care of all your petroleum product needs. They have ARCO stations throughout color country. They can supply your heating oil as well as gasoline and diesel for your equipment. And at their TVA warehouse, you'll find all major brands of motor oil, plus tires, batteries, filters, shocks, and other products at the lowest prices in southern Utah. And with all of that, service to their customers is still their most important product. Visit Capco's warehouse today at 225 North 100 West in Cedar City.
Now's the time to protect the outside of your home with Pratt & Lambert Vapex House Paint from J&J Mill & Lumber Company in St. George. Vapex House Paint goes on easily, dries quickly, and provides maximum protection. Featured this week at only $14.99 per gallon. A big savings of over $5 per gallon from the regular low J&J price. For the lowest prices in town, continue to shop at J&J Mill & Lumber Company in St. George. J&J is open from 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Saturday. They're your headquarters for all your remodeling and building supply needs.
You're listening to Dixie versus Tunxus, round four of the NJCAA tournament, the winner's consolation bracket. Dixie 44, Tunxus 30, and you're listening to it on KDXU in St. George, Utah. Larry Jewell with you, and I'm happy to be here. I like St. George, but it's fun to be here this week, especially in Hutchinson, Kansas. Delightful people. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First of all, for Tunxus, Greg Toms, field goal. 1-for-1 from the free throw line. 1-for-2 if you want to count the free throw that was taken away because of a lane violation by a ball player, one of his teammates. 3 points. Houston Powell, first half, shut right down. Powell had 15 in the first ball game, 6 in the second. Powell without a point here in the first half. Gary Thomas came off the bench, picked up 1-for-2 from the free throw line, and a total of 1 point. Charles Richardson starting and doing nothing so far as he did not score. Alex Hooper, who has been the one or number two scorer in this tournament and number one scorer on the season, just 2 field goals and 4 points for Hooper. Bob Haskins came off the bench, the leading scorer yesterday, has 4 field goals for 8 points, and the second leading scorer on the year and the leading scorer in this ball game is John Pruitt. 7 field goals for 14 points, and he got those early. Did not score during the last 7-plus minutes of the first half. For Dixie, Ulis Dockery off the bench for a couple of field goals, 4 points. Eddie Benson, 6 points on 3 field goals in foul trouble with 3 personals. Brent Wade, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 5 field goals, a total of 12 points. Wes Simons off the bench briefly, did not score. Tom Roberts, a couple of field goals for 4 points. Ron Entz playing under a little duress and a little bit of influenza. 3 field goals and 6 points tonight. And Chris McMullen back on track, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. That makes it 31-for-32 in the tournament for Chris McMullen. 5 field goals, 12 points to tie Wade for the leading scorer in this first half for Dixie. Our halftime score, Dixie 44, Tunxus of Connecticut 30. Let's take a 2.5-minute break, and we'll be back with the second half of action.
Some advice now for people who can't resist those...
20-33, the halftime score. Dixie out in front by 14. Tunksis gets the inbound to begin the second half. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. Roberts, Ants, McMullen, Benson, and Wade. Pass indeed to Haskins. Bank shot, no good. Rebound by Pruitt, no good. Finally brought down by Benson. Benson loses the dribble on the behind-the-back dribble. Comes across the 10-second line, picks it up again, needless to say. At the angle, Brent Wade has the notion, doesn't take the shot. In deep to McMullen, head fakes, puts it up. It will not fall, but there's a foul on Charles Richardson. Richardson, who has gone for naught in this ball game, Zilcho, nothing from the field, has picked up his second personal foul. Richardson, a good rebounder. And Musketers, almost 6 feet seven, about 225, 224 pounds, somewhere in that region. Chris McMullen, to shoot two, is 2 for 2 tonight. 31 for 32 on the tournament. 32 for 33. McMullen hit 29 straight in the first game and then missed in his only free throw attempt last night. And is 3 for 3 tonight. McMullen, the sophomore out of Orem, Utah. Second shot up and good. And Chris McMullen, 14 points on the night. 46-30. Dixie threatening to blow Tunksis off the floor. Right now, Tunksis has not been a comeback team in this tournament at all. Jumping up with a pass is Hooper to Pruitt. Layup shot good, and Pruitt gets his first basket since midway through the first half. 16 points for Pruitt, though. Pass into forecourt goes to McMullen. McMullen give and go to Wade in the corner. Out in front it goes to Tom Roberts. Left alone at 20, doesn't take the shot. To Benson. Benson, one bounce dribble, will take the angle shot from 20. Soft touch, not enough. Rebound comes off to the Tunksis side to Alex Hooper. 46-32. Tunksis trying to get back closer to Haskins. Layup good. Bob Haskins with 10 points. Brings it back to within 12, 46-34. Dixie needs to get some points on the board early in the second half to make this a comfortable game. Otherwise, it might get tight. Benson out in front to Ants. Ants against Richardson. Ants looks for help at the angle. It goes to Chris McMullen. McMullen out in front to Eddie Benson. Down the sidelines to Brent Wade. Wade looks for Ants. Cannot get the pass to him. Bounce pass to McMullen at the free throw line. Down the keyhole. 10-footer. Bank shot. No good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Alex Hooper. So Dixie misses three out of their first four shots. Lead pass comes to John Pruitt. Pruitt penetrates. Jump shot will fall, but offensive foul on Pruitt. Ran into Chris McMullen. Take away the field goal. And Pruitt, costly that time as he banks the shot in. But got the offensive foul before he put the shot up. 46-34. Tunksis, a little bit of a daze down the sideline. Dixie's still about a step slower than last night. But at times showing a little more juice towards the end of the first half. Brent Wade from 22. Jump shot. Short. Tap. Ants. No good. Rebound brought down by Haskins. Ants has gotten the rebound that way in many times this year, but this time it didn't fall. Driving is Hooper. Bank shot. Good. Down went Vincent. In went the basketball. 46-36, and suddenly, 6-2, Tunksis has outscored Dixie. To Benson, jump shot from 15, soft, not enough. Rebound, McMullen, foul from the side, Alex Hooper. McMullen, low-bridged, draws personal foul number 2 from Hooper, and that's the 13th foul on Tunksis. In this half, Dixie without a team foul. 17:44 left in the ballgame, and Dixie to inbound against Tunksis. Ants to inbounds. Way out in front to Eddie Benson. At the angle, it goes to Chris McMullen. McMullen to Ron Ants. Ants looks for help. Wants to get it in deep to McMullen. Does so. McMullen against Haskins. One bounce dribble. Double team. Puts it up over the basket. Rebound Richardson. So Dixie missing some layups. Missing some close shots. Pass into forecourt. Comes to Hooper. Jump shot. No good. But there's a foul on McMullen. Hooper did not get the shot away. McMullen got the foul instead. And Hooper will shoot two. Dixie struggling in the first 10 minutes, first 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes of this second half. Most coaches will agree that the first 5 to 8 minutes of the second half sometimes can be the crucial part of the ball game. Shot up and good by Hooper. Hooper now with 7 points, has 40 in the tournament coming into this game, 47 now. Alex Hooper cuts it to a 9-point lead, 46-37. Dixie led by 16 at one point. Shot up, no good. Spiked down by Richardson, out of bounds. Out of bounds to Dixie. Richardson did not get the over the back call. He did a little volleyball spike over Ants. Wade and Benson in backcourt. Full court pressure by Tunksis. Benson across the 10-second line, left-handed dribble. Looks for help. Man-to-man defense by Tunksis. Bounce pass goes to Chris McMullen. Out in front to Benson. Benson looks for help. On the right side, Tom Roberts. Jump shot from the baseline. Roberts short, hangs, will not fall. And Dixie not getting the shots to fall. Shot 60% in the first half. Quickly into forecourt comes Houston Powell. Dixie, 2-3 zone on defense. Wants to collapse into that and keep Tunksis out of the middle. Pruitt, give and go underneath to Haskins. Layback shot up, no good. Followed by Richardson, and Richardson with the left hand puts it in. Dixie loses 9 straight points to Tunksis. Dixie stretched it out to a 16-point lead, and now 9 straight by Tunksis. Dixie without the score since the opening basket of the second half. Pass in deep to McMullen, and reaching around is number 40, Haskins. That's number 3 on Bob Haskins. Haskins, who could do some damage underneath, now in foul trouble. Common foul, that's a 14 foul on Tunksis. Out of bounds to Dixie at side court. Ron Entz to do the honors. Entz to inbound to Tom Roberts. Give and go to Entz. No, it doesn't develop. Back to Chris McMullen. At the point, it goes to Eddie Benson. Motion offense. Ball stolen by Powell. Just taken right away from Benson. Powell lays it up short. Misses the bank shot. Phil followed by Pruitt. Good. So Benson caught in a bit of a day. Has the ball stolen. 11 straight points by Tunksis. And Tunksis now showing that they're a comeback team. Wade at the angle to Chris McMullen. Dixie struggling here in the second half. Ron Entz foul away from the play, and that's on who? Richardson or on number 40, Haskins? Which way? Richardson is our man. That's number 3 on Richardson. Roberts counting his noses, or his nose, rubbing it, rubbing his chin. Must have gotten bumped pretty good underneath. 46-41. Dixie suddenly by 5. 11 straight points by Tunksis. Entz. Two inbounds in the corner to Brent Wade. Wade out in front. It goes to Eddie Benson. Cross court to Chris McMullen. Back to Eddie Benson. Down the sidelines. It goes to Tom Roberts. Roberts looks for help. Out in front to Benson. Benson at the left angle to Brent Wade. Wade to Ron Entz. Entz right side. Tom Roberts has an ocean. Doesn't take it. To Benson. To Entz from 22. Entz shot up. No good. Rebound brought down on the floor. Got it away. Picked up by Richardson. Richardson slow up court. Ball stolen by Eddie Benson. Lead pass comes to Tom Roberts. Roberts to the basket. Foul by Powell. Powell reaching around, hooked Roberts. Trying to reach around from behind. And Tunksis has been doing a lot of that. They'll get beat by one step and try to reach around from behind. And many of their fouls have been that way. That's 6 on Tunksis in this half. Dixie will be shooting 1-1 soon. Inbounds comes to Benson. Benson, jump shot. Top of the key. Good. Benson ends the string. Only the third and fourth points for Dixie, and really the first basket of the second half. The first 2 points were on free throws by McMullen at the angle. Hooper, lean in, bank shot, good. Hooper drives and penetrates and gets the shot. Hooper, 9 points, 48-43. Wade at the angle goes to Ron Entz. Entz looks for help to Eddie Benson. Benson out in front to Brent Wade. Wade at the point. Right side to Tom Roberts. Roberts to Eddie Benson. Benson at the right side. Once again, Chris McMullen all alone at 25. Good. Let's not make it 25. Let's make it closer to 20. Chris McMullen. Basket number 6 on the night. He can hit from out in front, too. 50-43. Back to a 7-point lead. Pruitt to Powell. Across the top of the key to Hooper. Pass indeed deflected and stolen by Benson. Kicked by Dixie. Out of bounds to Tunksis in forecourt. Dixie had 3 men around that ball. No way would it get to Richardson. And Charles Richardson now breathing hard. The big man having some problems. John Pruitt, the leading scorer for Tunksis in his ball game, goes against his own. At the point, it comes to Powell. Lob against the baseline to Haskins. Layback shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Ant. Dixie trying to take command again. Eddie Benson picked up in backcourt by Powell. Benson leaves Powell in his wake. Benson to Entz. Entz looks for help to Wade out of the corner. Left corner jump shot. Wade deflected into the hands of Haskins. Lead pass. 2-on-1 fast break to Pruitt. Pruitt on the other side to Hooper. Layup shot. No good. Followed by Pruitt. No good. Picked up by Wade. Wade up court. Almost loses the dribble. At the top of the key. Shovel pass to Entz. Bank shot from 10. No good. Rebound Roberts. Head fakes. Muscle. Good. Tom Roberts. Roberts. Basket number 3. Make it 52-49. Dixie by 9 with 13:55 left in the ball game. Dixie not playing as well this half as they did the first. Tunksis being let back in the ball game more than anything else right now. At the angle, layup shot by Hooper, no good. High for the rebound. Tom Roberts cleaning the boards. Triple team on Roberts. Pass deflected out of bounds off the hands of Tunksis. 3 men gathered around Tom, and Roberts hooked it out It came right back and over his shoulder, out of bounds. Out of bounds to Dixie. Full court pressure by Tunksis. It's Houston foul and Benson. Foul the only man back. Benson passes to Wade, who brings it slowly into forecourt. Now to Ant in the corner. Pass in deep to McMullen. Whirls, leans in, left-handed layup, blocked and taken away. Out in front, it comes to Houston Powell. 2-on-3, fast break. Howell, hook pass, goes to Pruitt for the layup. Pruitt gets basket number 10 on the night, and it's back to a 7-point lead. 52-45. Dixie got beat up underneath that time. Pass goes to McMullen. Double team on McMullen. Back to Ants. Head fakes. Ants from 10. Shot up. No good. Tap by Ants. Good! Ants went up over the back. Pruitt may have committed the foul and got the tap with the left hand. Maybe turnabout is fair play that time. McMullen looked like he was hammered pretty good underneath and didn't get the call last time. 54-45, 9 points. Houston foul. Lob into the corner. And driving the baseline is Pruitt, stepping out of bounds again. That's twice Pruitt has driven the baseline, only to lose it by stepping on that wide area. Out of bounds to Dixie. So Tunksis showing some comeback ability at 1 point. Dixie starting to edge it out again. 54-45, back to a 9-point lead. Dixie has led by 16. Wade drives his hands. 12:42 left in the ball game. Benson across the 10-second line, cruising against Powell. Down the sidelines, it goes to McMullen. Underneath to Roberts. Turnaround with the right hand, no good. Foul on Richardson. Richardson just not quick enough to stay with Roberts. Richardson picks up personal number 4. And into the lineup will come Greg Toms. Toms for Tunksis. Coming in, and Richardson ambling out with 12:33 left in the game. Roberts will shoot too. Roberts on the year, 75.5% free throw shooter. Last night, Tom went 2 for 2. So he's perfect in the tournament. There goes the old broadcaster's jinx. I found out, by the way, that his brother Glenn did not make it from San Diego, but the rest of the family did come to watch Tom play. Shot up by Robert Short off the front of the rim. There's the jinx. Now we've gotten the jinx out of the way. He's liable to hit it. 3 baskets for Robert so far. 54-45. 9-point lead by Dixie. 12:33 left in the ballgame. Dixie grabbed the lead early in the first half and have held it. Tunks have stayed close for a while, and then Dixie expanded out to a 14-point lead at the end of the half. Long rebound off the missed free throw and picked up by Tunksis. Here comes Tunksis again. So Dixie misses 2 free throws. 2-3 zone by the Rebels. On defense, Tom out in front to Houston Powell. Dixie can sit back in that zone now with the 9-point lead. Powell at the angle to Tom. Tom lays the pass off to Haskins. Shot up no good. Ends with a rebound. Haskins with a foul, and that's 4 on Haskins. Dixie beating Tunksis to the boards. And it's a 1-1 situation coming up for Ron Ants. Coming off the bench quickly is number 34, Gary Thomas, a 6'5 freshman from Hartford, Connecticut. The roster is Connecticut, New York, New York, New York, Connecticut, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and Houston Powell is from Bayshore, Long Island. At the free throw line, Ron Ants to shoot 1-1. First shot up and good. Ron Ants. Ants not as healthy as he would like to be. Has 9 points. 55-45. 10-point lead by the sophomore from Salt Lake City. Second shot by Ants. Up and good. And Ron Ants, 10 points on the night. 56-45. Back to an 11-point lead. Dixie trying to expand out and enjoy a 16-point lead again if they can. Foul at the angle. Toms. Toms from 22. Shot up. Soft. Not enough. Rebound brought down by McMullen. McMullen to Eddie Benson. Benson to bring the ball slowly up court. Not as intense a ball game as we had last night. Tough to find one as intense as last night. Wade down the keyhole. Lays it up. No good. Will it be the offense or the defense? Offense on Wade after the shot. Wade with personal foul number 3 into the free throw line will go. No. Only the second team foul on Dixie. Hard to believe. Only 2 team fouls on Dixie. But that is the third team foul on Wade. Wade with 3. Benson with 3. 56-45 with 11:44 left in the game. Ball knocked away by Wade. Tom saves it at the sidelines. Back to Houston Powell. Lob pass. Almost picked off by Ants. It goes to Pruitt. Jump shot short. Rebound up short by Hooper. And foul from behind by Chris McMullen. McMullen up over the back with his second personal foul. On the rebound or on the shot? That's the question. Out of bounds. Under Tunks' basket. You can't really say Tunxuses. It's got to be Tunxus. Hyphen after the S. Okay. 56-45. Inbounds comes to Pruitt in the corner, trapped immediately by McMullen. Pruitt comes out with the pass to Hooper. At the point, it goes to Powell across the top of that 2-3 zone. To Toms, back to Powell. Pass underneath, and Pruitt gets the lay-in. So Pruitt, backdoor play, got behind the zone and got basket number 11 on the night. 56-47, back to a 9-point lead by Dixie. Benson loses the ball right out in midcourt. Picked up by Houston Powell, drives to the basket, good. Benson. On the dribble, just plain lost the ball. So Dixie making some costly mistakes and back in the ball game as Tunxus, 7-point lead by Dixie. Wade against Greg Toms. Out in front, it goes to Ron Entz. Dixie definitely not as sharp as they were last night. Tough to be as sharp as they were last night, though. Benson whirls at the free throw line. Double team, looks for help. Gets across court to Entz. Jump ball called, and Benson makes another mistake. Two straight mistakes. Hold a Sockery to come off the bench. Benson knew it. Looked over to Coach Neil Roberts. Lays look in his eye. It's out of bounds to Dixie on the alternate possession rule. Dockery and Benson to sit down for a minute. Benson's struggling right now. Two straight turnovers. Entz was wide open on the left side, and Benson couldn't find him. Entz into the corner to Tom Roberts. Back to Entz at the baseline. Lost by Ron Entz. Dixie. Frittering away, I say frittering away this lead, 56-49, 7-point lead by Dixie. Houston Powell for Tunxus at the right side to Greg Toms, into the corner to John Pruitt. Back to Powell, pass in deep to Pruitt, hook pass underneath to Hooper, layup shot good. And Tunxus getting a little life, 5 baskets by Hooper. Wade fouled by Toms from behind, Toms protesting again. That Wade gave him the elbow, but Toms will get personal foul number 2, and Wade will get a 1-and-1 situation coming up. 56-51, only a 5-point lead by Dixie. Dixie had it at 16, right to the end the second half. 2 free throws by McMullen. 11 straight points by Tunxus, brought it back to within 5. Dixie took it out to 11. Tunxus has brought it back within 5 with 10-18 left in the game. Not really a championship performance by either side so far. Wade shot short, tap, rebound, into the hands of Tunxus. So Wade misses the free throws, and Dixie trying to hand it back to Tunxus. Toms against Dockery. Toms out in front. It comes to Houston Powell. Dixie with a man-to-man defense. Dixie going into the slow days right now. Bounce pass into the corner to Pruitt. In deep it goes to Hooper, and Entz gets called for the foul underneath. Entz with personal foul number 3, and it's a common foul out of bounds to Tunxus under their own basket. That's a 4th team foul on Dixie. 10 minutes exactly left in the ball game, and Dixie has a narrow 5-point lead. Pruitt out in front to Tom. The number 22 foul on the right side, it goes to Hooper. Along the baseline, it goes to Pruitt. Layback shot short. Rebound brought down by Entz. Entz, lead pass comes to Wade. 2-on-1 fast break. Wade against Hooper, lays it up and in. Wade with basket number 6 on the night. Make it 14 points for Wade, and that takes it out to a 7-point lead, 58-51. 7-point, a much better cushion than 5 for Dixie. 9:31 left in the game. At the angle, it goes to Tom. Tom's trying to find somebody in deep. Goes around Dockery. Layup shot, no good. Foul goes to Tom's, and that's number 3. Tom's ran over Ron Entz, put the footprints right up the front of the jersey, and 1-1 to Ron Entz with 9:23 left in the ball game. 7-point lead by the Rebels. Dixie would like to face someone for that number 5 position. We still will not know. We're still a ball game, 2 ball games away from finding out who would be Dixie's opponent. Actually, 3 ball games away. Shot by Entz is up and good. Ron Entz hits the free throw. Entz now 3-for-3 from the free throw line, 11 points. The next 2 ball games tonight are quarterfinals. The losers of those 2 ball games will meet tomorrow, and the winner of that ball game would meet Dixie if Dixie wins this game. Second shot, in and out. And Dixie, struggling, 59-51, 8-point lead by Dixie. Dixie had this struggle against Mercer in the second half Tuesday night. Played well both halves against Midland. Hooper underneath to Pruitt, gets away from his man and banks it in. Pruitt. With 5 baskets this half, 12 on the night. Dockery against Toms. Dockery into forecourt. Toms stride for stride with him. Dockery down the sidelines to Wade. Wade leaves it for Chris McMullen. Out in front to Dockery. Left side it goes to Ron Ants. Quickly to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help. Wade goes around Powell. Powell reaching around picks up the foul. Powell's been doing that tonight, and that should be number 3 on Powell. Oh, correction. Number 3 or number 2? Number 3 on Powell. At the free throw line. Wade. I had it for 3 on Toms, but the official says only 2 on Toms, the official score. Shot by Wade. Good. Trent Wade. Now 3 for 4 from the free throw line. A total of 15 points on the night. Wade is 75% free throw shooter. 60 to 53. Dixie by 7. Second shot. Wade. Good. Brent Wade makes it 61-53. 8-point lead once again. 8:46 left in the game. Tunksis not out of this ball game by any means, but Dixie still somewhat in control, even though they're struggling here in the second half. Out in front to Tom, to the wing, goes to the high post, to number 34, that's Thomas, driving a Hooper. Layup shot, no good. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Hooper underneath. Hooper lays it up and in. Hooper went between two people and got the layup. Hooper with 6 baskets, cuts it back to a 6-point lead, 61-55. Wade leaves it for Ron Ants. Ants down the sidelines to Tom Roberts. Roberts trying to get it to McMullen underneath. Back to Ants in front. To McMullen at the angle. McMullen looks for help. Passes out in front to Olaf Dockery. Back to McMullen in the keyhole. Leans in. 5-footer. Travel call on McMullen. Yes, indeed. One official has been making most of the calls, has been parked near the 10-second line and just stands there. Now, admittedly, these officials have been working about 2 games a night, so they've got to be a little tired. 61-55, 6-point lead by Dixie, with 8:03 left in the ball game, and Tunksis with a chance to come back. Lackadaisical second half, but Tunksis is hitting their shots, and Dixie not. Dixie making some costly turnovers. Dixie still with that 2-3 zone, 7:52 left in the game. Dixie by 6, pass in deep, stolen, knocked away from Haskins and picked up by Ann. Brent Wade, across the 10-second line, we haven't had a timeout until now. 7:39 left in the game. 61-55, Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Have you had the chance lately to go to Tri-State Office Supply? If you haven't, make it a point to do so. You'll be amazed at the newly remodeled and expanded areas of Tri-State. At Tri-State Office Supply, they also have new lighting to better display their fine merchandise. At Tri-State Office Supply, they have everything you need, from home, school, and office supplies to those special little gifts for all those special occasions. See them as soon as you can. Tri-State Office Supply, 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Keep your car running in tip-top condition by having it fully serviced at Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash. At Dixie Lube Center, they'll get your car ready for that spring and summer driving ahead, no matter what make or model, even diesel models. Dixie Lube Center will be the best friend your car will ever have. Dixie Lube Center, home of great service and the best car wash in town, too. Drop in and just wait. It only takes 10 minutes for a full service job at Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash, 704 South Bluff in St. George.
KDXU, St. George.
...61-55, Dixie by 6, and Dixie with the basketball out of bounds in forecourt. But Dixie looks extremely tired right now. Both teams actually playing a little bit in slow motion this half, but Tunks is hitting some shots, and that's the difference. Pass in deep to Wade, loses it off his foot out of bounds. Dixie does not get a shot. Dixie making turnover after turnover here in the second half. Powell and Pruitt working in backcourt. Toms is out of there. At the angle, it goes to Pruitt out in front to Powell. Back to Pruitt. Dixie still with that 2-3 zone. Tunks is starting to show a little more life. Out in front it goes to Houston Powell. Left side, Alex Hooper. Hooper trying to go around McMullen. Layup shot in. Hooper went right to the basket. Nobody cut him off. Hooper with 7 baskets. Back to a 4-point lead. Dockery, ball knocked away from behind. That's foul number 3 on Alex Hooper, I have it. And Dockery to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Dixie's going to have to... Oh, correction, that's 4 on Hooper. So the missing foul on Toms has shown up on Hooper. Nope, now they change it back to 3. At the free throw line, Olaf Dockery to shoot 1-1. Dixie's going to have to hit some free throws. 61-57. Dockery with 4 points on the night. Shot up by Dockery. Good. Olaf Dockery drops it in. 5th point on the night for Dockery. 62-57. Dixie needs to score when the clock is stopped and prevent fouls on prevent fouling Tunksis. Second shot up and good. And there is a lane violation by Tunksis. It would have been another shot for Dockery otherwise. It will count. A free throw will count. 63-57. Dixie by six again with 7:06 left in the game. At the angle to Pruitt. Out in front it goes to Hooper. Deep right angle to Pruitt. Cross court. It goes quickly to Hooper. Hooper drives. Lays it off to Pruitt. Layup shot good. And Pruitt gets the easy layup. Same thing that Mercer did against Dixie in the second half. Penetrated the defense and got the easy layup and then hit it. 63-59, Dixie by four again. Tom Roberts to Ron Ant, quickly to Olis Dockery. Dockery with 6:37 left in the game to Brent Wade. Wade goes to Tom Roberts. Roberts trying to find Ant underneath, gets it to Ant. Turn around with the right hand. Ant in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Tunksis. Tunksis with the basketball. Left for Houston foul, quickly at the angle. It goes to John Pruitt, and Tunksis right now being helped on their comeback attempt. Underneath to Haskins. Dumps it off to number 34, and there's Jerry Thomas who lays it in, and now we have a two-point game. 63-61, 6:06 left in the game, and Dixie playing in a daze. Olis Dockery. Dockery. Whirling against Pruitt. Travels with the basketball. Turnover again by Dixie. Dixie suddenly going into a somnambulic state. I'd better not try to pronounce the word. I don't know. Sleeping at the switch right now. 5:50 left in the game, and Tunksis could tie the game. Dixie led by 16 after seconds of the second half, and Tunksis has been allowed back into this ball game. That's literally what's been taking place. Jump shot by Hooper. Good. And Tunksis shooting the eyes out of the basket with easy layups right now. 63-63 tie. Dixie threatening to come home after game number three. Wade looks for help. To Olis Dockery. Dixie becoming very tentative on offense. To Ant, to Dockery, to Brent Wade. Picked up by Powell. Underneath to Ant. Ant leaves it out in front for Chris McMullen. McMullen goes quickly to Brent Wade. To Ants. Ants at the free throw line. Jump shot. In and out. No good. Rebound McMullen. Shot no good. A foul on the floor. McMullen will shoot 1-1. McMullen put the shot in, but it will not count. It was fouled on the rebound. Tough break for Dixie. It would have been a nice three-point play. Instead, McMullen will have to hit the first to get the second. Number 30, John Pruitt. And there's our third foul, our missing foul from Tom's. McMullen needs the first to get the second. McMullen, 4-for-4 tonight. First shot, good. 5-for-5. Dixie breaks the tie, 64-63. Similarities to the Mercer game. Dixie playing fairly well in the first half, although Dixie played extremely well against Mercer the first half and then kind of sleepwalking in the second half. Mercer getting back into the game, but had problems, foul problems. Tunksis has some foul problems, too. McMullen hits the second one, two-point lead. McMullen, 6-for-6. 65-63, Dixie by two. 4:58 left in the game. Houston Powell against Wade. Powell down the sidelines goes to John Pruitt. Tunksis admittedly didn't have as tough a game against Vincennes. Vincennes had decided the game early. Out in front it goes to Houston Powell. Down the sidelines it goes to Pruitt. Dixie having to play a little tougher defense. Turn around by Haskins. Short. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Haskins in the corner. Tunksis hustling after the basketball. Pruitt dumps it off underneath to Thomas, who puts it up and in. Gary Thomas ties the ball game again. 65-65. Brent Wade down the sideline. Wade in the corner looks for help. Jump pass underneath to Roberts. Roberts cross court to Dockery. Bank shot. Dockery good. Olis Dockery puts it in. 8 points. Olis Dockery. 67-65. Dixie. 4:11 left in the game. You might see Dixie just hang on to the basketball if they get within about 2 minutes and have a four-point margin. But the problem is to get that four-point margin now. Haskins, back door to Pruitt, layup shot, good! Alley-oop to Pruitt. And everything Tunksis is putting in, up goes in. 7 baskets this half, 28 points, all from the field for Pruitt. Tie ball game, 67-67. At the angle, and looks for help. Leaves it for Wade in the corner. Brent Wade, reaching in his foul, did not get the foul. To Dockery. Dockery to Ants at the free throw line. Ants double team. to Dockery. Almost got the steal from Powell. Back to Ant. Jump shot from 10. Ant, no good. Tap, rebound on the floor. Picked up by Tungsten. John Pruitt comes out with a basketball. Dixie gets one shot, and that's it. 67-67, and Tungsten, for the first time in this tournament, has shown comeback ability. 3:13 left in the game, and Tungsten threatening to take their first lead since early in a ball game. Hooper driving, puts it up, it will fall, and they count it. And the foul goes to Dixie. McMullen puts it up, they don't count it. Tungsten puts it up, they do count it, and Wade gets the foul. That's number four on Wade. And the same official. Timeout, Dixie. 69-67, Tungsten with 3:06 left in the game, back in 60 seconds.
The next time you want to enjoy an evening meal with all the trimmings, why not drive to Mesquite, Nevada, and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at the Western Village. At the Western Village, you can enjoy a tasty 20-ounce porterhouse steak for only $7.99, or the all-you-can-eat buffet for only $2.99. Western Village serves you the best in the West with the tastiest meals around. The next time you want to enjoy a night out, drive to Mesquite, Nevada, to the Western Village, home of delicious country cooking.
J&J Mill and Lumber Company in St. George is having a sale on all lawn and garden tools, prices you cannot afford to pass by. Featured this week, your choice of a point shovel or 14-tooth bow rake for the low price of only $6.29 each. Also on special is a 6.5-inch garden hoe for only $4.99. These are just a few of the great lawn and garden tool buys you'll find this week at J&J Mill and Lumber Company. They're located at 180 North, 300 East in St. George. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 7:30 until 5:30.
Good shots, penetrating the defense. Dixie playing a little matador defense on occasion. Not playing as intense a ball game as they had last night, but after the super effort against Midland, it may have been drained from the Rebels. Right now, Tungsten has shown their comeback ability for the first time in this tournament. And Hooper trying to complete the three-point play. And to give Tungsten a three-point lead, does so. Hooper, 70-67. And now Dixie's going to have to work. Tungsten goes back into his zone. For the first time, Tungsten can afford the zone. Or will they stay man-to-man? They'll stay man-to-man. Olas Dockery with the basketball. Dockery looking confused, trying to find somebody to pass it to. Dockery having problems. Now can't get it to anybody. Jump ball. Dixie handing the ball game to Tungsten. It's out of bounds to Tungsten. Dockery had the pass to Anthony, didn't throw it. It's like everybody's wearing blinders all of a sudden for Dixie. Greg Toms comes back into the lineup, but Tungsten has a chance to make it a five-point lead. Coming out of the ball game is Gary Thomas, who gave needed relief for Tungsten. Out of bounds to Tungsten in backcourt. 2:46 left in the game, and Tungsten threatening to take care of Dixie now. Toms against Dockery. Dockery gets the blocking foul. And it was a good call. Dockery thumping Toms. That's the 16 foul. It's out of bounds to Tungsten, his side court. 2:39 left in the game, and Dixie, with the energy spent last night, apparently, cannot sustain for the entire ball game this day. Inbounds comes to number 40, Haskins. Tungsten may just hang on to the basketball. Brent Wade chasing with 2:33 left in the game. Powell against Wade. Tungsten will hang on to it with a three-point lead, trying to set up a one-on-one situation. Out in front it goes to Houston Powell. Dixie not shooting well at all this second half. 2:20 left in the game, and Tungsten playing with the basketball. Just hanging on to it. Tom with the basketball against Dockery. Toms brings it back out in front, clears it way out in front to Hooper, and Tungsten now picking up a step on Dixie. Dixie. Powell, double-teamed, almost throws it away, picked up by Pruitt. Pruitt against McMullen. Pruitt gets it to Toms, 1:57 left in the game. Toms against Dockery, double-team on Toms. Toms clears it out in front of John Pruitt, 1:51 left in the game. And Dixie threatening to fold in this tournament. Bounce pass goes to Powell, stolen by Wade. Wade out in front of everybody, lays it up and in. The basket will count. And Dixie brings it back within one, 70-69. Suddenly some life for Dixie. Across the 10-second line comes Toms, double team on Toms. Toms down the sidelines, goes to Pruitt, pass deflected cross court. No, thrown away. Dixie thought it was thrown away. No, the official says it was touched by Tom Roberts. Dixie, little wishful thinking that time. Hooper to inbounds, does so to Pruitt. Threw it almost foul by Ants. A minute 22 left in the game. Tunks by one, 70-69. Threw it cross court, goes to Hooper to the baseline, lays it up and in. Hooper went around people. Back to a 3-point lead with a minute 8 left in the ball game. Brent Wade out in front to Ron Ants. Ants down the baseline, jump shot, Ants. Good, Ron Ants. Ants brings it back within one. Full court pressure by Dixie. With 52 seconds left in the game, Toms gets through the pressure somehow and across the 10-second line. Toms almost gets the 5-second call. Toms on the dribble, passes out in front to Powell. 41 seconds left in the game. We have ourselves a game, 72-71, and Tunksis with a lead. Out in front, Powell goes to home. Goes to Wade, or is it to Dockery? Dockery. Dockery with personal foul number 2. And that's the 17th foul, should be. One-on-one situation. Nope, that's to Wade. It is not to Dockery, it is to Wade. And that's the 15th foul, fifth foul on Wade. With 34 seconds left, 7 field goals, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, and 18 points for Wade. Into the lineup comes Eddie Benson. With 34 seconds left, and Tom's to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. 34 seconds left. Dixie wants a timeout. 72-71. Tunksis back in 60 seconds.
You know, we've heard an awfully lot lately about IRA accounts from banks and other institutions. Olson and Levitt Insurance in St. George would like to let everyone know about a meeting concerning IRA accounts on March 30th at 7 p.m. in the new Washington County Library. Olson and Levitt Insurance will have Bob Turner representing Allstate Insurance in attendance to discuss the advantages of having an IRA account through an insurance company. For further information, phone Olson Levitt Insurance at 628-0453.
KDXU, St. George.
Bateman Pharmacy in City Center strives to be your complete family pharmacy. To start, Bateman's will keep patient profiles for your family records. Bateman's is a value-right pharmacy bringing the best prices through national buying. Bateman carries sick room supplies plus crutches, canes, and crutch rentals. Bateman's is well-stocked in first aid, vitamins, and cosmetic items, plus photo finishing, school supplies, and a terrific gift selection. Put all these services together, and you'll make Bateman's your complete family pharmacy.
At the free throw line, Dixie called a timeout to let Tom think about it. One-on-one situation, I believe. Or do they call it a two-shot foul? 72-71. Tunksis by one. Tunksis with some foul trouble, but Dixie is the first club to lose a ball player on fouls. As Brent Wade, who has been somewhat of a key for Dixie in this ball game, fouls out with 18 points. Tom, 1-1. The official has the signal. Needs the first to get the second. First shot good by Tom. And Dixie falls behind by 2 again, 73-71. Dobbs ready to step up and try for another free throw. 34 seconds left in the game. Dobbs, second shot up, and no good. Rebound. Ron Ant. Announcing fans starting to cheer for Dixie. Eddie Benson across the 10-second line. Quickly to Ron Ant. Ant, double teamed, under pressure. Ant looks for help. Leans in, jump shot, short. Rebound, tap, Ant, no good. Rebound on the floor, and the foul goes to whom? Goes to Ant. 21 seconds left. Ant's trying to follow the shot as he put up a desperation shot. Oh, correction. It goes to Hooper. Doesn't go to Ant. It goes to Hooper. Hooper. So Ant will be at the free throw line, and that's 4 on Hooper. 21 seconds left, and Ant with a chance to tie the ball game with 21 seconds left. Two-shot foul? No. 1-1 on the rebound. Ant needs the first to get the second. Ant. 3 for 4 tonight. I can almost not bear to look. Ants, good. 73-72. 1-point lead by Tunksis. Timeout, Tunksis. 21 seconds left. Let's take a quick 60-second break. Back in 60.
Capco Petroleum is the name to remember for savings. Capco helps you save money on most major brands of motor oil. They have Fins Oil, Quaker State, Union 76, Arco, Phillips 66, and Conoco Motor Oil at their TVA warehouse. And you save dollars, not pennies, when you buy it for the case. the same savings as yours on lubricants added free.
Set the stage for you now. 73-72. Dixie led by 16 early in the second half. Tunxus ran off 11 straight points. Dixie took it out to 11. Tunxus came back, grabbed the lead, a three-point lead, 70-67. Had it out to 73-71, and Ron Entz took a desperation shot. Going for the rebound, it looked like Entz may have committed the foul. They called the foul on Hooper instead from the side, and Entz has hit the first of a one-on-one situation. It's 73-72, Tunxus, 21 seconds left. Entz has a chance to tie it with that 21 left. Dixie and Tunxus anxious at this point. One more shot. Entz is now 4-for-5 from the free throw line. Dixie, seconds away from going home or from winning. Shot. Good. Ron Entz. 73-73. Hutchinson fans excited. 20 seconds left. Dixie full court pressure. 16 seconds left. Houston Powell against Eddie Benson. 12 seconds left. At the angle, it goes to Hooper. Tunxus. Do they want the timeout? 8 seconds left. Timeout for Tunxus. Let's take a quick 30-second break and be right back. A 73-73 tie with 8 seconds left. Back in 30 seconds.
Some advice now for people who can't resist those appetizing favorites at Burger King. Just don't think about them. Forget about our sizzling flame-broiled beef. Ignore the crunchy pickles, the melted cheese, the creamy mayonnaise. Pay no attention to our piping hot sandwiches. Using this simple technique, you might resist.
8 seconds left in the ballgame. A 73-73 tie. Dixie could have wrapped this one up and thrown it away. Did not have the killer instinct tonight. It was sapped out of him last night against Midland as they put forth a superior effort. It's just hanging on by their fingernails right now. Ron Entz with two free throws in a crucial situation brought it back to 73-all. Tunxus ready to inbound. Final 8 seconds of the ball game. Will we have an overtime? Will Tunxus win it? Will Dixie steal it? We'll have to wait and see. Overly fans gathering and waving at Dixie. Everybody with red and white on from across the floor. Through it, ready to inbound. Final 8 seconds of the game. The clock starts. It goes quickly to Houston Powell. Powell looks for help. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Tunxus will knock it off the shot. No, through it out of the corner. Will not hit it. Overtime. 73-73, 60-second break. We'll be back with our overtime.
I got a call.
5 minutes of overtime. 73-73 tie. Tom Roberts to jump against whom? Alex Hooper? Looks like he's our man. 73-73 tie. Tunxus has shown comeback ability for the first time in this tournament, and Dixie frittered away a 16-point lead, then had to have heroics at the end to take it into overtime. Tap controlled by Tunxus. Off the fingertips of Dockery, into the hands of Pruitt. Tunxus with the basketball. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. Powell against Benson. Down the sidelines, it goes to Alex Hooper. Out in front, it goes to Haskins. Jump shot, good, Haskins. And Tunxus not missing in the second half. 75-73, Dixie down by two again. Benson down the sidelines, looks for help. Bounce pass goes to Roberts. The passes look off, the shots look weak, but Dixie just plain tired. Ron Entz out in front to Eddie Benson. Benson at the point, looks for help. Right side goes to Dockery, to Roberts. Roberts trying to find somebody in deep to Eddie Benson. Benson trying to get it to McMullen if he can. Goes to the point to Ola Dockery. Back to Benson. Benson wants to lob it to McMullen and cannot. Now he gets it to McMullen. McMullen under pressure. Bounce back.